School presidents and university athletic directors, along with professional sports overseers, have for decades fought against the possibility of the intersection of gambling and sporting events. They feared corruption and undue influence that could affect outcomes. We're seeing a dramatic change in those attitudes, though, as many states, including Arizona, have legalized sports betting. But back in 1994, that was definitely not the case, when Arizona State University's men's basketball team was caught up in a point-shaving scandal.
This is one of the most significant sports conspiracies in the country.
Just don't win by more than six.
Heading.
And sure enough, they won by six.
That scandal is the subject of a new Netflix documentary, Hoop Schemes, which is part of a series called Bad Sport. It features interviews with the players at the center of the point shaving, including star guard Stephen Headache Smith. I spoke earlier with Luke Sewell, who directed Hoop Schemes, and asked him why, when Netflix called him, he jumped at the chance to be involved.
So I think the thing about this story that is amazing, I mean, it's a kind of unbelievable, amazing story. And, you know, at its heart, I think there's something really powerful about the idea of these, you know, these really talented kind of kids, you know, essentially they were kids, you know, very young when this all happened, getting caught up in something that maybe they didn't quite realize where it was going to go. And I think I was quite interested in, you know, the themes of, you know, sort of manipulation, exploitation, greed, also the idea of like, you know, do we all have a price, you know, where we're, you know, potentially sort of corruptible? So I think it was those kind of things that really drew me to the story. And also there was something incredibly sort of Faustian about the story, you know, in terms of, you know, these guys kind of in a way sort of, you know, selling their talent for, you know, fast money, really. And something quite sad and cautionary about that, you know. And I also think that the idea that, you know, what makes people break the law or do, you know, in inverted commas, bad things, you know, that all those kind of things I find sort of fascinating, really. So that was the thing. And this story had it all, really. So that's what really drew me to it.
The centerpiece for those of us who live in Arizona is Headache Smith. What stood out for you about what made them interesting once you had a chance to talk with them?
You know, I knew nothing about college basketball at all. You know, I know, you know, in the UK, the whole kind of college sports scene, it's not like it is in the US. And it kind of blew my mind. And I think when I met these guys, it was just sort of, I mean, they were superstars. They were treated like that. And it was sort of, you know, I think that was kind of fascinating and being fascinating and sort of for them to be sort of thrust into that kind of spotlight and have that kind of attention on them at such a young age. You know, that's really, that must be tough how you handle that. And, you know, I think then when someone maybe comes along and, you know, or you get yourself into a bit of a mess and said, hey, you know, maybe you should do this and you could get some money, you know, you're in really interesting kind of, you know, moral areas, I think, you know. So, but I mean, in terms of, you know, the guys themselves, I mean, they were amazing and they were really sympathetic and very sort of, you know, very sorry for what had happened and you know, and had sort of paid a big price. So they were, you know, they were very humble and, you know, I kind of, you know, I felt for them. And I think, you know, obviously they did something that was, you know, was illegal, but I had a great deal of sympathy for them. You know, I don't think they necessarily had the support around them that they needed. And, you know, they were just kids, you know, so...
Well, yeah, and it happened in 1994, and so I wonder, you're talking to them, what, a quarter century later, did they seem like they were wiser? Did they seem like they had frustrations about the situation they were put in, but then they put themselves in? Must be some complicated emotions still there.
Totally, 100%. I mean, yeah, it was a long time ago, but you could really see that it had, you know, the effect that it had had on them, you know, and... you know, particularly, I guess, Headache was, you know, it took quite a lot for my amazingly tenacious producer, Leah, who, you know, worked very closely with me to get everyone on board, basically. I mean, she got everyone on board. And you know, Headache, I think, was reluctant, you know, kind of understandably, because I think there's a lot of shame around what had happened. And, you know, it wasn't their greatest hour. But I think, you know... it's kind of complex and, you know, they were really sorry for what happened and also didn't quite necessarily know, you know, how bad it or how out of hand it would get and maybe what was going on behind the scenes. So, Yeah, but it was interesting to sort of take them back there. But you could really see the sort of shadow that it had had on their lives. I mean, it'd been devastating for them, you know.
Well, Luke, going back to you learning more about this, as a filmmaker, you know, what has that been like for you? Because the old saw is, especially when someone gets started in writing or the arts or filmmaking or whatnot, they always say, you know, work on what you know to start off with. But for you as a filmmaker, has it been, is it exciting to have that combination of, yes, I've done films where I was super passionate already about the topic, and then to do something, you know, about which you had very little knowledge. Is that exciting in a different way as a filmmaker?
Completely. No, it's really, really exciting. But also you realize, you know, they're sort of archetypal stories, and it's sort of, you know, like, I mean, this is, I think, you know, at its heart, there's something that we can all relate to there. And the sort of basketball layer is just, you know, it's just a kind of layer to it, I guess, that you know, but at its heart, it's a very sort of familiar kind of, I guess, Faustian sort of story. So I think, yeah, but it's obviously, it's really exciting to sort of do it in a new world. And sport, I think, is, you know, I mean, particularly basketball. I mean, like, the archive's incredible. You know, it's a really brilliant sport to watch. You know, the fact that it was sort of set in, you know, this all happened in the mid-90s was, you know, very exciting to me, because that's when I was a teenager. And, you know, it just looks cool. Everything about it's kind of cool. And I think, like, that was something that we really wanted to, like, get across in the film. Also, just Arizona, you know, just it being all sweaty, you know. We wanted to make this kind of hot, it would make it feel like this kind of hot, sweaty heist in the desert. That was kind of our sort of, kind of, I guess, vision for it, in, if you will, if that, you know, if you can sort of, you know, like, directors like to sort of talk about things in that kind of way.
That is Luke Sewell. He's the director of the first episode of Bad Sport, a Netflix docu-series. We've been talking about one that focuses on Arizona State University's men's basketball point-shaving scandal. It's called Hoop Schemes. Luke, really good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Steve.